You're listening to the news and music programs on Kandah Studies Radio and Television Station, and now welcome to our Inis News. This morning, Chairman of Kandah Studies People's Committee Trần Việt Trường attended a workshop entitled Turning Hands for the Sake of the Football of Kandah Studies. The workshop was jointly held by the Culture, Sports and Tourism Department and Tidal Group Trust Stock Company. At the workshop, delegates shared a similar opinion that the football club of Kandah must be of Kandah residents by nature. To do this, it's vital to revive the football of Kandah after a long time of stagnation and to make people pay attention to the football team and football life. In line with this, there must be the contribution of local and regional businesses. These opinions will serve as the basis for people in charge to overcome shortcomings and join hands to further develop Kandah football to reach tournaments at national and regional levels. Carrying out the moral code of remembering the Sox this morning, the delegation at the head of Vice Chairman of Kandah City People's Committee Nguyễn Kiện came to visit heroic Vietnamese mother Trần Thị Hai, residing in Khánh Bình area Phú Tứ Ward, Cái Răng Upper District. Heroic Vietnamese mother Trần Thị Hai was born in 1930. Her husband is Guamater Quỳnh Khai. She has two children who are Guamaters. Vice Chairman Nguyễn Kiện expressed gratitude towards the noble sacrifice and dedication of her family to the revolutionary cause and extended her best wishes to the family, hoping her to be always the bright example in carrying out the allies' policies, laws of the party and the state. Kandah City's military headquarters had just organized the working session to adopt the plan of organizing the 43rd traditional anniversary of Regiment 932, May 5, 1979, May 5, 2022, and the 62nd founding anniversary of Kandah City's military school, October 30, 1960, October 30, 2022. As planned, the celebration will be held on May 4, 2022 at Regiment 932. This is a political event that has important meanings with the aim to recognize merit of generations of cadre soldiers of the regiment, managers, teachers, and trainees of the military school during the process of building, fighting, and growing, as well as inheriting, promoting attainments gained in the course of defending the fatherland by predecessors. This morning, Kandah University of Technology organized the Job Festival 2022. Participating in the festival were 96 recruiters, including 30 who directly recruit 11,000 job positions such as director assistants, business employees, accountants, customer assistants, technicians, design employees, project supervisors, information technicians, and IT employees. The festival is the connection that helps students have a chance to keep contact, show their commitments, and seek suitable jobs, while helping students make access to working environment as well as skills to meet requirements of businesses recruiters. From then, created a business startup ecological system among students, helping them heighten awareness. Today, Kandah City's Obstetrics Hospital and the Population Family Planning Department jointly held the 7th Mekong Scientific Workshop on Prenatal Screening and Diagnosis. The workshop was divided into two parts. In part one, Master Dr. Nguyễn Khắc Hưng Hoang, head of the Medical Genetics Department of the Yu Hospital, presented a research on the topic entitled, Which Genetic Method is Used in Prenatal Diagnosis? In part two, one of notable topics presented at the workshop was the situation of screening rare diseases at Kandah City's Obstetrics Hospital conducted by Master Dr. Thạch Thị Ngọc Yến, Deputy Head of the Neonatal Care Department. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.